can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also, you'll see up there is AWM Construction. AWM is a roofing contractor, so if you're looking for excellent roofing, go to awmroofing.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win a family pack of four tickets to the Shedd Aquarium. And the way this is all working is we'll qualify you to be the winner for Mighty House. And then after that, that will enter you in for the pre-qualifier to represent Mighty House in the big drawing coming up Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever Kevin decides to do that. So you'll be the Mighty House qualifier. And then if you didn't make it into this show, you want to get on Mike Novak's show or Richie Z, you can call any of the other shows, and they'll get you all hooked up and qualify you for that. So that's how that's working. And if you get your question on the air, we'll enter you twice into the hat. And if you just want to get a chance to win the tickets, then call Trixie at 877-711-5611, and she'll enter you once if you don't want to go on the air and ask a question.
And I'll be here for the replay at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So that'll be replayed, and you can listen this evening also, and you'll have a chance to win. So
how nice is that?
There's all the chances to win this weekend right here on WCGO. You have a chance to win those that family pack of four to the Shedd Aquarium. So,
but please call the show now. Ask Trixie for one ticket so that you have the opportunity to represent Mighty House in the drawing.
There you go. See, that's it right there. That's it. Okay. Beth is running late, and she's out there trying.
Is she supposed to come in studio?
Yeah. She's navigating Dempster Road right now, getting stopped every quarter mile by each light. So
yes,
that's where she's at probably. In the meantime, one of the other articles that I found this week is that some of the building codes, we were talking building codes with Mark Willie last hour, and there are some pushback now for some of the building codes, and they actually talked about Florida as one of the states where they are starting, builders are starting to push back on all the building codes, trying to make the building codes a little easier to navigate. And I found that funny because every time I talked to you, Rich, it was like, you need an inspection for every screw before the sheeting goes down on the roof, that it needs to be screwed down.
Yeah.
They got to come out and inspect that. Then the ice and water shield, then again, they inspect that. And then they're coming out to check the roofing and inspecting that. So it's like, you have all
and
of
these
And
that's just
things.
The roof.
That was just the roof, right.
And then if you saw the amount of rebar we put in foundations, walls, and tie beams, you would think I was building a stadium for somebody.
But
you know,
that's the building.
But
codes.
Here's the thing. This is because I build coastal, so we have a different set of codes in zone one.
Right.
Coastal. And when you're in what they call the X or AE zone, flood and wind. If you're in X zone, it varies. So, but you drive up 75 just up by Fort Myers and you're building multifamily, you know, condos or townhomes or apartments.
Right.
It's all frame.
Really?
So, like, what the hell are you doing building the frame structure 2 miles from the coast, you know, in a hurricane zone? That, to me, is just as stupid as not using tie downs living in Tornado Alley.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you
know, Naperville is the only one that requires hurricane straps on trusses and rafters.
Oh, no. Arlington Heights requires them now. Mount Prospect does them. Glenview does it. We've been having to put straps down on everything lately. So,
well, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You know, every time I watch these videos, you know, I feel horrible for these people who lose their homes in tornadoes. And they always stand there and going, and we're going to rebuild.
Uh-huh.
Not better, same way, same crap. We're just going to rebuild. You right. know, it's like, come on, you got to push it.
Right. So I just, should the build, one, should builders be pushing back on some of these building codes? And I don't know. I mean, it seems to me
I don't think there's anything wrong with pushing back on some of them, because in the angle of the article, and I agree with, is because somebody invented something, somehow and anybody can change the code. Just like Mark posted, I could write something in and say, you know, I think we should do this or I think we shouldn't do that. Anybody can do that. So if I invented, let's call it silt fence.
Uh-huh.
Now all of a sudden you want to build a house, you got to put silt fence all the way around the property.
Yep.
Why? We didn't do it for 200 years and it was fine. What happened? You got a little dirt on the neighbor's grass.
Uh-huh.
And usually as a good neighbor, you'd clean it up and so on. No, now you got to have silt fence. It's a waste of money.
Right. Right. I agree. So, you want to,
my other one is treated lumber. Ron,
yeah.
How many houses have you worked on that are 100 years old that have a sill plate underneath the floor joists?
A lot of them.
Yes. And they were never treated lumber, were they?
No.
No, all of a sudden, Southern Yellow Pine, which is garbage, we put it in a pressure cooker, we put termite treatment into it,
uh-huh.
and all of a sudden we're required to use that. Why? Because somebody pushed the agenda.
Right, right. And
so,
so now all your sill plates need to be pressure treated, which is not a bad thing. I don't think that's a problem. But
not altogether, but again, it goes back to, is it necessary? No.
No.
if it stays dry, it doesn't matter if it's
right.
spruce pine fir. Whatever. Right.
But it's for those homes where they keep adding mulch around the house, and after 100 years, the mulch is a foot and a half higher than the foundation. Then you need it, you know? So there we go.
So, yes, I have no problem with some pushback, but I did read that and kind of giggled because they singled out Florida, and I'm thinking what I'm building going, yeah, we need to a little back off.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's I would want it.
If you pull a permit in the city of Chicago and most of the towns, if you have four bathrooms shown on the plan or a number of sinks and so on, and you start building, if you add a sink or move a sink, they don't make you submit a revision necessarily, that you've already been charged your permit fee.
Yeah.
Here we have to redraw everything. It's crazy.
Right.
All right. Beth's in the house.
Hey.
There she is.
Hi.
She's finally got her ears on.
Go ahead and pull that up. So we had a little, we were talking building codes and stuff there while you were
playing. Yeah, I heard you say the word.
So we put Robbie back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What's wrong?
Well, it is a show about
stuff.
It's too loud?
I can turn you down.
Thank you.
Is that better?
That's much better.
More better?
Much more better.
More better, good.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. So,
spoken like a true writer. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you see me?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, right up there on the right side there, there's our Facebook Live. Thing going right there. See that right
we
there?
We have another request for Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
See, oh, it's
no,
a story.
No, let's not do that.
Of a man named Brady.
See there. See,
who was bringing
see, now
up
he,
the...
So now you can just point and you got Beth, you got to go down.
Bye.
Yeah, see.
Now I got to go that way.
See, and then I can go up like this and then.
Yeah.
See, that. He,
and the delay is brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You asked for it, we got it.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I want to know,
enough.
Do you have, you know, you were talking about passive houses this
uh-huh.
morning. Do you, what about a passive aggressive house? Because that's where I live.
Oh.
You know, it's like I can't keep ahead of it. It's just always giving me the covert F you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
FY.
I read your last article. I mean.
Yeah. How brutal was that?
Oh.
So it's Beth Franken. And on the flip side was your.
Was my. Chicago Tribune column I wrote about living the dream, flipping a house for the first time as a layperson.
Right. How much experience did you have before?
Zero.
You
zero, zero, zero.
I had zero. I mean, you know, I'm a homeowner and...
And a writer. And you're like, oh, I can do this.
Right, right. Well, it's just shopping.
Right. I see them on TV. Everybody does it.
And it works out well.
Yeah.
Always. So, yeah.
Most of them make more money from the commercials than they do the houses.
Yeah, I didn't make money on any commercial. What are you guys, you're supposed to be helping me.
Yeah.
No, I made money. I remember, Rich, when I was here, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, and you're like, Do you, are you sure you're going to make money? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got.
Well, you said you bought in a great neighborhood at the right price, piece of cake.
I said I had a great spread. And I did. I bought the house for $274,000. I sold it for $776,000. Did I make $500,000? No. Not. Was it close to $500,000? No. Was it a tenth of $500,000? Yeah, it was, you know, I mean, it was positive, but it wasn't.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah. We'll be
and
back.
And it's a lot of work, isn't it?
So much work.
We'll be
so
back
many
with,
headaches.
We'll all be right. back with Beth Franken right after this and find out more about how you can flip a house.
Yeah.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You, Beth, it's this song right here.
The wires are still hanging, the sheetrock's still bare, and I know that someday there'll be a bathroom right there. The only time it looks finished is when I turn out the lights. I'm missing my remodeler tonight. Well, I can't shave or shower, 'cause the water don't run. Taking baths with a wet wipe just ain't that much fun. My friends all avoid me, 'cause I smell pretty ripe. I'm missing my remodeler tonight. Have you forgotten the plans we once made? We were the closest of friends. And have you forgotten the draws that I made? That was 3 weeks ago, and I ain't seen you since then. I know.
There you go. See?
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
That's exactly it.
You know, you get to the 85% point, and everyone disappears.
Walking out on you.
And you can't. It's like the punch list. The punch list.
Oh, yeah.
Those last.
Did you? But the only thing you can do is hold money. And
right.
That's the only way. Only thing that motivates them.
Right.
The other side is, and that's why I always try to tell people that the difference for us is that we're typically somebody's bread and butter. You're a one-timer, so they'll walk on you, but I won't. They know they're not going to get any more work from me if they don't finish that one.
Right.
So we have a little more power over them.
Right.
And leverage.
But money is the best way to do it.
Right.
Just
right.
Don't pay them off. Don't ever pay them off till you're 100% happy.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, my lawyer was telling me, my attorney, my real estate attorney was telling me that you should pay them at closing. Like hold them and pay them out of escrow at closing.
Yeah.
Well,
you
I
could do
they,
that, but I'd charge you interest then.
Yeah.
Right. And they wouldn't have gone for that. I don't
right.
think they would have gone for that.
No.
So.
No.
No. But I know guys. I mean, there's certain communities. I mean, I know a bunch of guys that always get together and they do all the work for free and wait till the house sells and closes before they get paid.
Yep. Yeah.
But you don't do that on every single job. That's the let's call it the big payout that they're going to get that pays for their vacation, or maybe it takes care of this, whatever.
Right.
So if you can get a group together to do that, that's fine. But it just has to be communicated.
Right.
And the expectations have to be set properly.
Right. Right.
You don't go in there and say, I got $500,000 spread and we're all going to make $100,000, and then find out you just got $2,000. You know, then they tend to get a little upset.
Right.
Right.
And we're
right.
talking with Beth Franken. She has an article that's, I'm sure you can still find it online. It's a whole series.
You can. If you Google Franken Flip and Tribune, the whole series comes up.
It's on the flip side, which was, we caught you on the start of.
That's right.
And we've had you in through the whole process. So I want to find out now, because we did a walkthrough back in May.
Did. It was beautiful.
With you.
Thank
you. And I brought that, that's posted on Facebook again. I brought that up and posted it at the video again of the walkthrough.
Thank you.
So you could see where it's at. So if somebody wants to go back and watch it, you can. The thing here is, when we were doing that walkthrough, you were kind of getting ready to do the staging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So kind of go through that process there, that last of wrapping it up and getting it listed, and how that went.
Well, that was super fun. You know, it was like decorating a house from scratch, which is easy to do. I mean, it turned out beautifully, and it was easy to do because everything, I chose everything to go together. It's not like I had to, like, right now I'm listing a guy's property, and he's got stuff, and I'm trying to, like, get stuff out and get stuff in, and I have to match what's there. And, but this was just, it was really fun, and I think what every woman, and some men, you know, think would be just so much fun. I mean, it was a little tense, moving couches around and stuff, but it looked great. The house looked great, and I got an offer the first day.
I mean,
yeah, people came through at 8:15 in the morning, the first day we were on the market, and they were like, we love it, we love the barn doors, it's, you know, and they came in above list price. We were listing the house at 8:20, and they came in at 8:30.
Wow.
Like, before I even had the open house on Sunday, I had an offer in my hand.
Wow.
Right?
That's amazing.
And I was going to make a ton of money. Uh-huh. I mean, I stood to make a very tidy profit. Well, then it turns out these people...
Okay, here we go.
These people lived... I never met them, but I... You know, Zillow stalked them.
Uh-huh.
They lived four blocks away. These were neighbors that had been living in a big Victorian house four blocks away for only 2 years, I think. They'd only lived in this house for 2 years. They hadn't, their house wasn't on the market. They just came through and fell in. It was like they had an affair. They had an affair with my house.
Uh-huh.
They didn't, their house wasn't listed. They just made this offer. They lost nothing. And then they picked away at it. They, you know, had this inspection. They, like, put a video camera through the sewer. They did a radon test.
Whoa.
And they gave me a list, 6 pages long, of things they wanted me to fix as a condition to get to closing. And I was like, there's nothing to fix. I just rehabbed it and went through all my inspections. There's nothing wrong. But they
there's always something.
Oh, you can always find something.
Right. Right,
yeah. Even in a brand new house.
They found a million somethings, and I was
like, "What? What could they find in a house that you just?"
Well, I mean, a lot of it was bogus. A lot of it was bogus. One thing was like that. You know how on a kitchen faucet, there's a little that you pull forward and back for cold and hot, and there's a little button, and it says red. It's red and blue.
Uh-huh.
Red is it. When you went to red, it was hot. When you went to blue, it was cold. They said it was reversed.
No.
I'm like, I don't know. In my, where I come from, red is hot.
Yeah.
So there was like, you know, there's a drawer rubbing in the kitchen. There was a crack in a joist in a 100-year-old.
Well, they had to earn their money. Trust me, there's sometimes I deal with the home inspections. I had one that rode up. We had a master bath with a big soaker tub was a focal point.
Yeah.
And a big window behind the tub.
Yeah.
And they actually wrote that there's no draperies, so there'd be a lack of privacy. It's like, that's a judgment thing. What the hell's that got to do with a home inspection? You know what I mean?
I know. I mean, I think, what I really think is that these people...
said, come up with a bunch of things we want to try and get out of it.
I think they wanted to get out of it. Mm-hmm. I just think they wanted to get out of it. Because ultimately, I mean, I ended up saying, I was so shocked by their list. I said no to some things. And then they said, okay, we're out. And I'm like, well wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like a week later, we said, okay, I'll do everything you're saying, even though I thought a lot of it was ridiculous. And they're like, no, we've moved on. And they're still living where they were living.
Uh-huh.
So, but by then it was mid-June, and I wasn't getting any, I didn't get any more showings. I had four showings. And then it's July, and one of the showings with these lowballers who wrote about this.
Uh-huh.
These people who said they came in, they were talking to my
agent. Why would you do that? The house has been sitting for any length of time, always going low.
Yeah.
Well, but it's a brand new house, and they came in $100,000
below.
So I'm like, you know, no,
right.
No. And my realtor's like, oh, let's negotiate with them. I'm like, no, let's not negotiate with them. Right? What do you think? When someone, do you negotiate with a lowballer? I think just go. Just go.
Well, that's my thing. It's always just get the offer is the first thing, and then you go from there. You know, when I had my condo up for sale, I had it listed, and they kept telling me it's listed too high. And I says, well, people always offer less, so you got to start somewhere.
Right.
If you, what do you want me to do? Put it for 150 so you can make the sale in a heartbeat? That doesn't do me any good.
Right. I know. Well, this is why I want to be a realtor, because I think people don't trust their realtors, right? I mean, do you trust your realtor?
Yes.
You
do?
But do you, Rich?
No.
Okay.
Well, one of them.
I work with a couple of them. Yes.
I will admit I listed the last one with the wrong guy. But no, I do have one down here that I regret not working with because I've worked with her on everything I've done and I do trust her.
Right. Right. But I think in general, people don't trust their realtors because the realtor doesn't have any incentive to keep the price high. If it drops $40,000, that's $250 to them. Mm-hmm. That's nothing to
them.
Well,
I think that the game's changed. Right now, everybody is just listing properties because it goes on the MLS. Back in the day, you had to sell a house. You had to find out what the people were looking for. You had to do a little research and look at the houses, you know, and then drag them around. Now it's like, here's the MLS. Let me know what you want to look at, and I'll make a call.
Or if it's people are on Zillow.
It's not sales anymore. Right. It's chauffeuring.
Right. Well, and you go.
And then I love when they come in your house. Look, low floors, high ceilings. This is the kitchen. Oh, what was your first clue? The stove in the middle of it?
I'm hearing a little like.
Uh-huh. No, it's just me. I'm always like that. That's just how I am.
So the thing is, though, you know, a lot of people they go online, they go to these different, you know, house shopping sites, and now they think they're educated, and they go out there. But the problem is Zillow, Trulia, the realestate.com, all these different places, they're just kind of guessing at what the price should be, and it's not the price.
Those aren't the prices.
No.
So
my question is, if it's not worth selling it, why sell it and not rent it out?
My house? My rehab?
Yeah.
When I couldn't get any showings, I was like, and then I was dealing with these lowballers, I was like, you know, I'm not going to sell it for that price. I know it's worth what I'm saying it's worth. Maybe I'm just going to, I'll rent it for a year, get my real estate license, and put it back on the market in the spring myself when I can recapture. And I did that. I actually had it on the rental market. I had renters, I had applicants coming one Sunday morning. And on Saturday night, a good friend of mine who's a real estate investor called me and he said, don't rent it. It'll never have that same new car smell again.
See, and I was just going to say the same thing. When I did my condo, it was the exact same thing. I could have made $1,300, $1,400 a month renting a little condo.
Yeah.
But it's only new once.
It's only
the fridge
new
is going to be messed up. The new range. You know what I mean?
It's going to get nicked up. They're going to make curry in there, and then it's going to smell like garlic. You know. And he said, just get your money back. Just sell it and get your money back. And the sound of that, get your money back, was so good. Because I had put, and this is so stupid, I had put my home equity and my 401k into this house to flip it.
Wow.
And then I was out there and wasn't moving. And I was like, I just wanted.
And that's terrifying then, right?
It was ridiculous. It was crazy terrifying.
And then last year we had two homes coming up towards the end for the fall market. We listed them both. No showings, no nothing.
No showings.
We rented them out. I was able to find people to rent them out for 6 months.
You did.
They're both hitting the market now. One's already sold. Hit the market and boom, it was gone.
But so was it? Did you have to go in and repaint and?
No. I mean, we went through it. We went through, cleaned it up. Had cleaning people come through. Did a little touch up because we still had some paint, but it was still ready to go.
It's also about finding the right tenants as well.
Right.
I mean, if you're just going to let anybody willy-nilly come in there and holes in your walls.
And we were lucky because these people are, you know, both of them had already had their homes. They were rehabbing them.
They needed
to move out for 6 months while the house was getting redone. So I was able
Stupid
to find.
Thing.
That's awesome.
So that's what awesome. It. Okay.
So that's the whole thing, though. If you think you can move it, but it's not that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Beth Franken from the On the Flip Side. We'll talk more about flipping homes right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. And you can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Not only will you get your questions answered, but you'll be entered in for a drawing for a family pack of tickets to the Shedd Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that too. 877-711-5611. Even if you don't have a question, you just want to be entered in to represent Mighty House in the big drawing coming up next week. Call Trixie and get it squared away. We are talking with Beth Franken from On the Flip Side, who's now a realtor. What company are you with?
I'm with Weikert Nichols group in Oak Park. I mean, it's a national brokerage. Great people. I really love working with them. Everyone's nice. You know, everyone's nice to each other. I think realtors can be a little cold, a little competitive. You know, because your colleague is your competitor.
Yes.
You're going to be negotiating with them at some point, trying to win over. Yes. Yeah,
so one of the things we were talking about there during the break is that, you know, it may not be ideal for a contractor to do this. Can you do an ethical flip? So the one quick question there is, I run into it all the time where it's got all the old plumbing, it's got all the old electric, all the old mechanicals, and they've just polished everything and put new cabinets on. And now that house gets compared when somebody walks through. They walk, oh, everything's new. But it's not.
It's not.
And then the house you did, where you did all new plumbing,
everything,
all new electric.
Everything.
So right. As a realtor there, that's kind of your responsibility to point those two differences out, isn't it?
I totally think so. I mean, there's a house a couple blocks from where I live that some flipper did exactly that. You know, there was a flooding basement. There was all kinds of problems. Which is going to be mold one day. Mm-hmm. There's going to be mold. They just put in, you know, new countertops and new kitchen, and it sparkles. And I just feel like it's not moving. And I think people know. I think the word's getting out. It's wrong. It's wrong. It shouldn't be done. It's just passing problems along to other people.
Well, I think that's why you have to do the inspections and stuff. And if you don't know what you're looking at, it's good to get a good, you know, notchy inspector or whatever. So, I mean, but it is, you cannot do an ethical remodel and make serious money.
I think it's hard to do.
Yeah. Right. And where you draw that line, and it's a fine line you've got to walk, and you've got to be able to pick up these properties at the right price to be able to do it. And that's becoming harder and harder to do today.
Right. Well, especially right now, because everything's going back up.
I mean, you know, for us, it's bad. I have a house down here that's on the market for $2.8 million, and there's another one down the street for the same money, but it has a boat dock. So, they're like, well, it has the dock and this and that. Well, I'm looking at the pictures. It doesn't have a new dock. It has the old dock with new boards on it. They also didn't replace the seawall,
really?
Which we did. We always replace our seawall. So now with the dock in the way and having to do it from the water because you got the damn house in the way now, you're looking at $140,000 to replace that seawall.
Oh, my God.
And you're going to need a new dock because it's in the way. So, you know, most people just see, ooh, that's nice, and it comes with a dock for the same money. I'll buy that one. Like, have fun with that.
Right, right.
And that's where you have to have an educator. You know, and the realtor's not going to tell a client that. The realtor wants to make the sale.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a dirty business, isn't it?
Robbie, yes.
So of everything that you've done, if you were going to flip another house, which I know that you were kind of back and forth on, what was the best thing that you've done, and what would you just say, if I ever do this again, I'm not painting everything gray.
Well, for one thing, I would do it faster. I would do it faster because by the time I got on the market, the season was well underway.
How could you do it faster? You mean list it faster or flip it or do the repairs faster?
I think that I thought I had time on my side. I was like, I'm not going to try to get out there before May 1. I should have been out there in April.
Okay.
And, you know, and because there's not that many buyers in the $800,000 market. That's the other thing I found out. I mean, houses are going really fast. This is what I learned. Oak Park is a very desirable place to live. But in my price point, there's far fewer buyers. The median buyers are well below.
It's not a first-time buyer home.
It's not.
It's a move-up.
Right. It's a move-up. And so people who are trying to come out to the suburbs, who want to raise their families there, they're not looking for 800,000. You know, fewer, far fewer. So I was deceived about that. And I would just get it out there sooner. I would have done it faster.
So nothing to do with any of the, like, the barn door, sliding barn door.
I mean,
it's beautiful.
I know, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I know. I'm happy with a lot of the, I love my guys. You know, there was I had a few run-ins with a few people along the way, but I ultimately love my plumber. I love my electrician. I love my contractor. I love my concrete guy. I think being the realtor is, like, for me, if I do it again, I think being a realtor is going to make a big difference. I could keep, you know, it's 5% of the price of the house. That's 50% of the profit.
Right.
So I feel like that would give me an edge this time.
And you're going to get a kick buying the place too, right?
Get it what?
You're going to get a kick when you buy it too because you're getting a percentage of that sale.
You get a kick when you buy it. You get a kick when you sell it. So I think
that helps, but you also, it your expectations have been changed. Instead of having the $500,000 spread that you thought you had, you now have an estimated potential profit of something more realistic in the 10 to 12%.
Right.
And that's what you have to go into it, and that's why you have to do multiples.
And also,
you know,
like,
you're not finding houses laying around for a couple of grand that you're going to hit home runs on, and they definitely need work. So.
Right, right, right. I also think that to invest, like, to do what I did at my age, you know, like...
What's age got to do with it?
What? What's age got to do with it?
I'll tell you, I don't have time to make back them. If I had lost all that money, I don't have any time to make it back.
Right, okay. Good point.
Like, at the end of my, you know...
Because you threw your 401k at it.
I threw my 401k and the equity in my house. How would I ever get that back?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that's a really that's a stupid thing to do. That's just stupid.
Well, and then you make a smaller amount of money than you thought. And then, of course, now the government gets it as capital gains. So it's like you still can't win.
Right.
You know, it's,
right. Right.
How'd you like working for the federal government that time?
You know? I know. Well, I haven't paid my taxes yet, but I got a great accountant. So,
So how much does it cost to stage a house? Because you staged it.
I did.
Now, I hear there's now virtual staging. So what kind of money could be saved?
Well, I actually did a story about virtual staging. The problem with virtual staging is unless it's done really well by the company that really knows how to do it, it looks kind of funny in the photos, and then when people they see it and they're like, oh, that looks cool, then they come in and it's not what they look at, and there's a letdown. So I don't know how you know, I mean, virtual staging can cover up problems for the photos and get people in, but it can't make them love it once they get there. I don't know. I mean, certainly you save a ton of money because it costs much less to pay a graphic guy to do something, but
oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You got a caller?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I don't know what home inspector inspected her house, but there's no home inspector around that should hold his license or her license if they wrote up something just to get somebody out of a deal.
Yeah, but...
So that comment is totally wrong. Home inspectors don't take dictation from anybody. We see what we write, and we write what we say, and it is what it is.
But,
you know, yes, there are some home inspectors out there.
What color's the sky in your world?
Right now it's cloudy.
Right.
Now I get your point, Jeff.
But, you know, and it's from the homeowner's perspective, what we hear is, okay, well, that building inspector or that home inspector wants to get the next job from the next realtor, so they're going to do what that realtor wants so that they get the next lead for the next one. So that's the perspective of the home buyer. Are they really looking out for me, the home buyer, or are they looking out for that next sale?
But that's what home inspectors were 15 years ago when that whole thing kind of started out.
Yeah, so go ahead, Jeff.
That's exactly how it went down.
Not anymore? Okay, go. Why not?
Not anymore.
Why not?
I mean, if you may have one or two out there that are beholden to a couple of realtors, and not, shame on that realtor and shame on that home inspector.
I agree with you, Jeff. I mean, I think I don't know. I don't suspect that this home inspector was trying to, you know. But I do think what I think is that these people didn't really want the house. I think they fell in love. They were infatuated with my barn doors.
Yes.
And had a little affair, little fling with my house,
followed your project in the paper.
Did you?
See, look at that. You've got this following.
I have a fan.
And I knew halfway through that because where you were, and in my mind, I knew you weren't going to make any money.
No, I made money. I didn't make $500,000.
You didn't make as much as you thought you were.
No, I didn't. So wait. Yeah. So why
did
you?
But there's still ways.
Why did you think?
In hindsight, you could have. All you had to do is put lesser quality materials.
Well, I think if I'd gotten on I needed to get out there sooner, so I had more. I just didn't have. I mean, literally, I had 8 showings, and I had 3 offers. So one was too high, one was too low, and the final one was just right. But
and the reality is, though, at the end of the season last year, like right through June, it just dropped off everywhere.
It did it. Did it? I mean, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah, no, it was...
I got nothing.
I mean, I would wake up every morning in July like, please.
Yeah, no, it just dried up. It seemed to just dry up completely.
It
so,
did.
Okay, Jeff, back to you. So you followed the market there. You knew what was going on there?
And why did you think I wasn't going to...
Well, yeah, I could... I, I could just tell by what you were putting into it and the time it was taking you that you weren't going to make as much money as you thought.
See? But that's where that it, you're doing the right thing.
Right.
And when you do the right thing, you don't make enough money.
Right.
So,
right.
And that's what Jeff saw, right. is that you were putting the, you were right. doing the right thing.
Well, the other thing that killed
right.
me was...
Right, and then to complicate, like, you took your equity out of your house, which means you had to have a payment back on that, so now you're paying juice on everything.
That's right, that's
So
right.
the longer you stretch it out, the more juice you're paying.
That's right.
So that's why we have to do things on a tight schedule and get it turned around and sold.
Right, right. I mean, it took 3 months
longer. The
other
longer. Issue is you just said that you love your contractor, you love your plumber, you love your electrician, you love your drywall guy. You can't love those guys.
Why not?
You just can't.
Why can't you?
Come on, Jeff. You got to kick them hard and move them fast to get the job done.
I didn't love my drywallers.
Oh, okay.
They covered over five outlets and an HVAC vent.
Uh-huh. No.
Yeah, happens all the time.
But then we couldn't find them. We're like, uh-huh. where the heck was that vent?
I'll give you a good thing next time you do this. Take pictures of every wall before drywall.
I put love notes.
We do it on every house so
I
that
put notes
it
on
makes
stuff.
That much easier.
Here's the doorbell. Don't cover the doorbell wire. Uh-huh. Went
seriously.
Right over them.
Photos? We walk around. Photos. Can lights in the ceiling. You take spray paint. You paint a spot on the floor directly below it. That's... You don't have to be precise, but it's just an indication that, yes, there's a can light up
right.
there.
It's right up there.
And yeah. we can walk through. That's, we always do that.
Yeah.
Besides, my Spanish sucks, so I can't talk to the guys. Yeah.
They work fast, though.
So, Beth, your first venture into real estate has been a learning experience.
Yeah. Yes, it has.
All right, Jeff, we got a break, buddy. We
thanks
gotta
for
go.
Calling.
Thanks, Jeff.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
All right, we're back, and we've got Beth Franken in, and she's wrote an article on the flip side. You can follow
a
the
series,
whole thing.
It's a whole series.
It's a whole series. How many was there total in that?
I think there was 10 or 12. I mean, did one every month for a year, so.
Excellent. Well,
that would be 12.
We've got about... 8 to 10 minutes left here, and a sonar. Right now, if people can call in and have a chance to win those tickets to the Shedd Aquarium, there's a family pack available. 877-711-5611. And let's just do a quick rundown. This what the whole weekend lineup. What's coming up next here after us?
Next after this is Gina Woods.
Okay,
name we'll of her show on. Is
Open Road Radio. With Gina Woods.
And then after that?
After that, we have, we're mixing it up. So after Gina is, I think, Satellite Time.
Okay.
Whatever's on there. I don't
English
have a
speaking.
Complete rundown. English speaking after that. And then we have 312 Sports is starting this afternoon.
Okay.
I'll tell you
really?
What, I will go yes. get a rundown right now and we can go through the whole thing.
Sure. Okay. And then tomorrow you got Mike Jackson's Outdoors. That's on from 7 to 9. 9 to 11, Mike Novak with Peggy Malecki. 12 to 1 is Richie Z, our buddy Richie Z, with Automotive Heaven. And then Playtime with Bill Turk and Kerry Kendall from 1 to 3. French and Friends 5 to 6. So all of those shows will be qualifying people for a chance to win those tickets.
Qualifying.
That's right. That's right. So you call now, 877-711-5611, for a chance to represent Mighty House in the finals. That's really what it's all about. there's going to be a
and
final.
And they should probably make the 312 Sports thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if I'm assuming 312 Sports is about Chicago sports.
It sure yes. is. 312 Sports.
And if it is, all they're going to talk about is Loyola Chicago.
Yes.
Well,
and I can honestly say, I had them in my bracket going this far.
Oh, look at you.
Wow.
Look
good
at
job.
You.
All right.
312 yep. Sports is a new show starting at 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
So any of the shows that are going to be in-house, live, in-studio, are the ones that people can call in.
Right, gotcha. And have a chance to win those.
What absolutely. Is English speaking?
Well, because there was Assyrian shows.
We used to have Assyrian radio shows.
Yeah, and then the Assyrians will start at 6.
Okay.
So
Got it. Excellent.
Right after the replay of Mighty House. 4 to 6.
There you go.
4 to 6.
We're in a da-da. Replay now.
Yay.
Da-da-da. Mm.
You know, you had mentioned that you are now.
But that's not recycled.
No.
A realtor.
I am.
And before we get to the end of the show, how do people reach you if they're interested in your experience and they want you to sell their flipped house?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Let's see. How do you get a hold of me? Call me 708-97. I'm putting my phone number on there.
There you go.
708-979-8321. I think I'm experienced, I'm enthusiastic, and I am on your side.
Uh-huh. Ooh, hold on. Let me get that one more time. You keep talking. I'm going to... I lost the page here.
It's okay. 708-979-8321. Experienced, enthusiastic, clients first. Yep. I'm on your side.
So now, to wrap up this whole thing, you know, you've done this once. You've gone through the pains and tribulations of trying to flip a house. You've learned a lot. Are you going to step off and do this again?
Not this week.
No.
But I probably will do it again just because I now have the skill set.
Okay.
But I think it's very hard. You have to find a very special property. You have to find a very special property where you know you're going to get it under market value and you're going to be able to sell it for, you know, that you're going to have.
Right.
That you're going to spend less ethically. And I wouldn't do it anyway. Neither would you.
Nope. I walk through a house and I start right. I have a list. You know, plumbing, electric, mm-hmm. all this stuff that I need. So then right. I go through and then I put the numbers there. No, I know roughly what it's going to be.
Right.
And so I'm looking at worst case scenarios on all of those items.
Yep.
And then I look at it. Okay. Well, it's going to cost me X to do this house. I know talking to the realtor, I've got a chance of putting it on the market at this. Back everything out. Okay. There's your number. That's what it's worth to me. It may not be that for the seller. And they're going to say, right. no, and that's fine. But that's fine.
That's right. fine.
This is right. what it's going to take for me to do it
right.
the way I want
right.
to do it.
Right, right.
And so.
And that's a matter of addition and subtraction, right? Mm-hmm. It's not complicated.
No.
It's not complicated.
No, it isn't. It's actually quite simple.
You have to get the feelings out of it. Because you walk through your house, you go, oh, look at that. It's so cool. Look at this pocket door. Look at these French doors.
Right.
I could do this. And you get invested
right.
emotionally into
right.
it.
Right.
You've got to
get. It's got to be the numbers.
You've got to get out of
it. Totally by the numbers.
Speaking of, 708.
979-8321. Beth Franken.
8321. And what were your is your slogan?
I'm she just what
made,
did I say?
She just
made
it up.
I'm enthusiastic, ethical.
Said something about I'm on your side.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
But I think an insurance company already has that one, so you might want to Google that.
On your side? Do they have enthusiastic and ethical in front of it?
Oh, no.
No, no. That might be enough of a change. You could be good.
Enthusiastic, ethical, on your side. How's that for off the cuff?
There, just like, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, done. Just like that. Right. All ready
right.
to go.
Right.
So, all right.
All right. Excellent. So you probably will do this again if you can find the right home.
I will. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Right now, I want to sell other people's houses.
Yeah. Use other people's money.
Other people's money.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I understand.
Well, whose money do you use? You don't use the equity in your house.
No. No. I ran into some investors, and so we've got a pool of money that we go out and buy, sell, or sometimes we rent them. You know, we've got properties that we rent right now. We've got some, little apartment buildings and stuff that we've started getting into. So as we make money on the ones that we're turning over and selling, we take that money, reinvest it back into the whole corporation.
Uh-huh.
And that some of those profits, that's what we're buying some of the other ones too to
right,
hold. So,
right, right. Yeah. So you got to keep it moving.
Yeah. Keep them. So we've been sitting on the sidelines now for 6-8 months because nothing was happening last fall. So,
right.
you know,
right.
you can't put any more money in. So you just stop.
Right. Isn't that excruciating when you're waiting for something to sell?
Yeah.
That's really very painful.
Yeah. And there's, what can you do?
Nothing.
You're stuck. So, now I know we got one sold. We got another one that's hitting the market this weekend that our buddy Osh Nissan's getting ready to list. So
say, who's your realtor?
Osh Nissan. He's been on the show here before.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I can't woo you away from, cause I'm ethical.
Well, it's Morton Grove.
Ethical, okay. enthusiastic.
It's Morton Grove.
On your side.
So he's.
I could familiarize myself with Morton Grove.
Okay.
I can tap dance.
All right. Well, Osh, you got competition now, buddy, if you're listening.
I'm just kidding. That's why people don't like realtors. They're
many
so
of them.
Pushy. And there's many of them.
I was going to say slimy, but I'm not.
Beth Franken and your information one more time.
708-979-8321. I'm in Oak Park.
Oak Park area. If you're looking for a great realtor, Beth will get you all squared
away. Thank you so much.
It's great having you on.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
And I enjoy your stories. They're great. They're really great.
You can identify.
Yeah, oh yeah. I feel your pain, sister. So, all right. Next week, what do we got coming up?
You better talk fast, dude.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? We got Elliot Richardson from the SBAC. He's coming in. And you can follow us all week long on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show on Facebook. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Next week, we'll talk to Elliot Richardson from the SBAC. We'll also have another Mighty House Tip of the Week, Clutter Clarity. And in between that, we'll be taking your calls. Thanks again to Beth Franken. On the flip side, you can check her out online. Just do a quick search, Beth Franken. And on the flip side, Chicago Tribune. It'll pop right up. You can read the whole story right there. And thanks for everybody that called in today, all the emails. For Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
Yay!
Until next Saturday.
Until Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.